So just sitting together for a few moments. Feeling into what's here. The shifting nature of conditions. There's this teaching or practice in Buddhism called taking refuge. And it's a practice of aligning or drawing near to what supports us, what gives us ground, what gives us comfort. What gives us space? To support us on this cultivation of the heart. And this isn't a one-size-fits-all practice. We all enter the path where and when we enter the path. And we take care of what's arising in our process. There's no right or wrong on this path. In terms of what we're meeting, what's arising. There's no practicing better or worse than someone else. There's no, I'm a bad meditator. It's meeting what's here and applying the correct medicine. And sometimes when we're starting on the path or have left the path for a while, we might not know what medicine to take or what the dosage should be. We've got a lot of options. We've got the Brahmaviharas. We've got welcoming friendliness. We've got compassion, karuna, toward self, toward others. And sometimes one is more needed than the other. Sometimes self-compassion is the right medicine. And compassion toward another isn't. It's an application to meet what's arising in the moment. We have joy that can be a refuge. A simple easing up in general, and a good medicine if things are getting a bit too contracted, to open up maybe walking meditation. Maybe just walking. Maybe just feeling the forest. Maybe sitting by the pond. Maybe watching the new raindrops that are starting the season. Equanimity, another refuge of balance. Of allowing space and ground for what's here. And through all that, it's a reasonable approach. We're responding to what's here. So if reactivity is happening, maybe what's needed is to broaden the lens. Calming practices, maybe breath is the refuge, maybe body is the refuge. What soothes the heart and mind? And no one knows that, and you might not, so we try things. And we see, when I apply this, does it lead to peace? Is it for my well-being? So, we have agency. In how we direct our practice. That's how we learn what medicine is needed. There's this true story from Thailand about this golden Buddha that was covered in mud and clay and stucco in like the 1500s to protect it from warring parties, from being destroyed or stolen. And this, what appeared to be clay Buddha, was transported from an obscure monastery to Bangkok. Still clay, and then it sat for 20 years in a shed with a tin roof until they were transporting it in the 1950s, hoisted it up with ropes, and the ropes broke, and the clay cracked, and there was some light that they noticed, and then they uncovered the golden Buddha. So, you probably know where this is going. Yeah, that's where it's going. The radiant heart, yours, ours, the radiant heart. So, there's the refuge of the Buddha. The awakened one. and the teachings, the refuge of the Dhamma. Apparent here and now, timeless, encouraging investigation, leading inwards, taking refuge in the Dhamma, taking refuge in the awakened one, the capacity, the possibility to awaken, taking refuge in the Sangha, this community here, now, ours, practicing together. So our attention is a gift. We get to choose where to place it. And with wise effort and trial and error, we get to investigate, inquire what's healing. What leads onward? What's warming? What's comforting? And we incline in that direction. What leads to understanding reality? What leads to letting go of what obstructs the radiant heart? And it's a drop-by-drop process. The Brahma Viharas is a vihara, a place, a dwelling place. It's a home. So we make our home, or we abide in the home. We abide in these qualities. We live from these qualities to whatever capacity they're available to us. You know, it will evolve. It will grow. It's just touching in, just touching in to these qualities to whatever degree we can. And that's enough, because that's all that we can do at that time, and that's enough. And then we notice the results, and that builds trust. And we just continue on. So we can modulate this practice. It's not one way. That's why the Buddha gave us so many options. Buddha, taking refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, the awakened one, the teachings, the community, taking refuge in the Brahma Vihara, kindness, welcoming, compassion, joy, equanimity, refuge in the natural world. What brings comfort? What brings space? What brings ground to allow this investigation that leads to freedom? Maybe it's the refuge of body and breath. maybe it's just a sort of relaxing back. And if things get too tight, just reassessing what's needed here. Maybe I just need to rest back a little more. Maybe just take some deep breaths and offer some great kindness and care for being here. That's all for now. It has its trust, but it's a compassionate trust, a self-compassionate trust. You don't have to do anything or be anyone. Just touching into what's here. And to whatever the capacity is, meeting it. And if it's too much, pulling back and opening up, widening the aperture into a more comfortable space. So I offer that for your reflection.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.